have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And where do you want to be? Hey, this is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina. I think I am going to go with Dr. Kaz. A big shout out to Christine Stevens and everyone else in my mastermind group for Upbeat Drum Circles. We had a session last night, and Christine put me in the hot seat sharing a little bit about this show here, the Genesis Frequency. And you know, things just develop, and it's really cool. I told them that I was playing around with Dr. Kaz because of the length of my last name and people not knowing how to spell it. And of course, everything's marketing, so we all know that famous doctor that has a sound-alike name as mine. And I was kidding around how I had it first because I'm a little bit older than Dr. Oz. So Dr. Kaz here. But they took that a step further and they said, well, you teach manifestation, you teach prosperity principles, you teach cause and effect. I love it. Dr. Cause and effect. So here I am, Dr. Kaz, with another entry, another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Welcome in. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, whenever you decided to hit that play button. I am so filled with gratitude that you are here taking a few minutes to listen to today's message. Yesterday, I invited my listeners to think about the beginning. Think about where you were before you came into the physical world of form. I invited you to just stop and think about that for a moment, knowing that everything is created twice. First in mind, as a thought, as an idea, as an image, and then manifested into the world of form, in the likeness of the image that was held. And then I suggested that perhaps many of us have gotten that all wrong when we hear the story that we are created in the image and likeness of God. We think of a man in the sky looking in the mirror and say, I want to create a whole bunch of people that kind of look like me when I'm seeing in this mirror. But let's rewind what I just said. Created in the image. In the image, in the divine mind, in divine consciousness, in super consciousness, mind. Don't give any form, figure, shape to creator, to source. Just think of mind. Just think of mind with an uppercase M. Think of source energy. And in that mind, an idea was formed of you. An image, and you were made manifest in the likeness of that image that was held in that mind with an uppercase M. It's pretty profound. In the image and likeness, you were made manifest. So that was yesterday's episode. I'm not going to go over the whole thing and spend all day today on that, but it's a good reminder to look at it that way. Okay? So you know, really know, and believe. Belief is so very, very important. So you believe how infinitely spectacular you are, how magnificent you, held in the mind of Source, of the One Presence, One Power, the Creator. You were held as an idea and created and moved into this world of form, made in that image that was held of that idea and the likeness of that. So believe in that. Know that. Now let's take our lesson for today from that. Wouldn't it make sense that we would create in our lives in the same way? To hold an image, because everything was created twice, right? And we see it in the world around us. We see the car, the automobile, the chair, the desk, the table, the light bulb, the fire engine, you know, whatever it is, the building. The architect designed the building first in his mind. He saw the picture, the image, and then laid out drawings and sketches. And that was transferred to the likeness of the original image that was held in the mind. So likewise, that's how we basically, in a nutshell, move what we want into our world of form. We have to know what it is. And early on, as I rolled out this podcast, I talked about what I do is focusing on those big dream goals. We all know how to do the little ones because we've probably done them before. But our big dream goals, those ones that we have probably rejected because we have no idea how they could possibly come true for us, those are the ones that I love to focus on. I focus on for myself, and I help other people focus on those as well. That's what we do as Proctor Gallagher Consultants. But for this show, I want to talk a little bit more about holding this image, because it's very, very, very important. Once you decide what it is your big dream goal is and you want to start to design it, start to move it into the world of form, you have to have that clarity of exactly what it is. We deal with the law of specificity. We can't think in general terms, you know, like, oh, I want to have a lot of money. I am affirming I have a lot of money now. That's just too general. We have to give clear directions to the universe. We have to impress it with our image and what we would like. I want to share a little bit about that from a book called The Master Key System by Charles Hanel. I use this quite a bit in my master's thesis and in my doctoral dissertation. But on this, he says in his chapter, and what chapter is this? Because somebody's going to ask. Well, he doesn't do chapters, he does parts. This is in part 7, and it's number 13. And we're talking about that image that we're holding in our mind. He says, clearness and accuracy are obtained only by repeatedly having the image in mind. Repetition. Repetition is everything. Each repeated action renders the image more clear and accurate than the preceding. And in proportion to the clearness and accuracy of the image will the outward manifestation be. You must build it firmly and securely in your mental world, the world within, before it can take form in the world without. And you can build nothing of value, even in the mental world, unless you have the proper material. When you have the material, you can build anything you wish, but make sure of your material. It says you cannot make broadcloth from shoddy. And he goes on to say this material will be brought out by millions of silent mental workers and fashioned into the form of the image which you have in mind. So clearly we have to form this image in our mind. We have to make the mental image crystal clear. He goes on to say, make it clear, distinct, perfect, hold it firmly. Now the ways and means will develop. Supply will follow the demand. You will be led to do the right thing at the right time and in the right way. Charles says, earnest desire will bring about confident expectation, and this in turn must be reinforced by firm demand. These three cannot fail to bring about attainment because the earnest desire is the feeling. The confident expectation is the thought, and the firm demand is the will. And as we have seen, feeling gives vitality to thought, and the will holds it steadily until the law of growth brings it into manifestation. Another law, the law of growth. It has to express if we follow this process, if we hold the image. See, thoughts, the simple version is thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to actions, action lead to results. And when we are in alignment with the image that we are holding, this will happen. Now, there's some reasons that it won't happen easily, fluidly, smoothly, and that's because of some of the blockages that we have, some of the old habits that lead us away from what we want, rather than keeping us moving in the direction of what we want. And that's the in-depth work that we do in our program, Thinking Into Results. And we're working with some clients right now that have the big idea and get to this spot. And then we help them move through it from there. It's like coming to a fork in the road is really what it is. But for right now, for my listeners, I invite you to really focus on holding that image of what you want and give it clarity. Be the architect of your dream. Put it together. For instance, if it's a brand new home or a place to live, a home or a condo or apartment, whatever it is, see it, be it. Go to an open house. Build it in your mind's eye, in your mind's eye. Incorporate your senses. Feeling is so important. Run your fingertips over the marble or granite countertops. Touch the appliances you would have there. Smell something baking in the oven. And this is just an example. See it, feel it. Sit down at the kitchen or dining room table that you would have furnished in your new home. Taste a meal you are eating in there. This is all in your imagination, creating the image of what you would like, the image and likeness. Smell the smells of the oven. Taste the food at the table. Hear the sounds of company moving through at your open house party. Hear them coming through and say, oh my, what a lovely view you have out these windows. Oh my, how you've decorated this place so beautifully. Involve your senses. Remember, the feeling tone is everything. Because we're creating the image in our conscious mind, in our thinking mind, our intellectual mind. We're creating the image. The feelings are what move it into our subconscious mind. The feeling tone that we give this image, involving the senses and the way we feel, impress the subconscious mind, which knows no difference between something that is real, intangible, or something that is intangible or just an image in the conscious part of our mind. So it takes that, impressed by feeling, that's why we call it the feeling mind or the emotional mind, and what it does is it moves through us. It starts to shift our vibration, and as that vibration shifts and we start to take actions, those actions are matched by the world around us. Now we're getting into the secret sauce. What I like to do is go in a little different direction here is stop right there and just invite you to spend enough time really building the image of what you would love to experience in your life. If you would like to talk more about this, if you have a big dream and you just have no idea how it could be possible for you, let's have a conversation. My company is called Success Ocean International. And I operate it with my wife, Tanae. We do this together as Proctor Gallagher Consultants, and we facilitate a six-month program called Thinking Into Results. Actually, we have an inner circle program going on right now that you can still get in. That's actually Inner Circle for a Lifetime. And just to find more about that, this is my little commercial. Please schedule a call with either one of us and let's talk. Consultations are free. We'll spend quite a bit of time with you drilling down, digging deep, and seeing what kind of maybe blocks that you have. Sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's stepping out of our comfort zone that might be keeping you stuck. You can always look at your results. Look at the results you're getting. So many of us want something more, desire something more, and we think, oh, hey, I got this. Oh, yeah, I know all this stuff. Yeah, I studied law of attraction, or I know law of vibration and law of specificity and law of increase. I know all that. Well, you may know it, but are you embodying it? Are you embracing it? Are you assimilating it? You can always tell by your results. If you've had the same old dream and you just keep transferring it to a new page in the book or on the calendar or every January you find yourself writing down the same thing, you're doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Reading another book doesn't usually get it, doesn't cut it. We have to do things in a certain way, to borrow from The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. So let's have a conversation. Let's just talk about it, see where you're at, and see how we can help. And then my secret sauce is, of course, adding rhythm to your dream. Remember that. Very, very powerful stuff. Again, I was experimenting with that over a year ago as I was moving through my master's and my doctorate, and adding rhythm accelerates this whole process, and it is phenomenal. And we'll talk about that more moving forward for today. We're out of time for this episode. I want to thank you for listening in. Thank you so much. I am filled with thanksgiving and appreciation for you coming back again and again and listening to this program, The Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, Dr. Kos, where we talk about cause and effect. Dr. Kos here, signing off on another episode of The Genesis Frequency.